Well, today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Minister, I don't think he's on the show yet. It is Nate Horner, the Associate Minister of Rural Economic Development, who joins us here today. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you for the interest and the opportunity.
All right. Well, one of the things we want to talk about today is I know you're doing a lot of sort of engagement with different rural communities and sort of the businesses across various sectors across rural Alberta with some meetings you got coming up here. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you're going to be sort of up to the next little bit here?
Well, definitely, yeah. So they named me the Associate Minister of Rural Economic Development, and it's under the Ministry of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation under Minister Schweitzer. And, you know, the Alberta's Economic Recovery Plan is front of mind for this government, but we want to make sure that every corner of this province and that rural Alberta is a big part of this economic recovery. So first things first, we want to have a real comprehensive consultation with rural Alberta, and that's going to start this week. It's going to be pretty big. We're going to have over 20 sessions. Over 900 business and community leaders will be invited from different regions. And there will be an online survey running concurrently, too. So if individual Albertans want to get their thoughts and opinions into the survey, that's what it's for, and we look forward to that. So, yeah, it's going to be big. It's going to run from this week to the first week of December. But we're hoping we can really listen and find out the lay of the land and what's working and what isn't.
And one thing I know, being living up here in northern Alberta for the past several years, that you know certainly a lot of these sort of rural businesses sort of having a little trouble getting connected with this, some of the online world, which we know has gotten a lot more of interesting over the last couple of years with how the world has sort of progressed. Is getting some more of these sort of smaller rural businesses, getting them more sort of connected to everyone else, going to be a big part of your kind of, I guess, platform of sorts going forward here?
Well, definitely. It's something that was highlighted even by the Premier when he created this associate ministry. And I think we've done some great work in the early days here through Minister Glubish's department with Service Alberta. We've committed $150 million to rural connectivity, and are engaging with the federal government and private enterprise to try to really leverage that for Alberta. So I think we're already going that direction. That's been highlighted by us as something that's necessary, but I know it's something we're going to hear about in every session here going forward. So it's definitely on our radar, and we're already working towards it, but I know it's going to be a big part of what we hear.
And when we talk a lot about kind of sort of economic recovery, there are some people kind of elsewhere in the country that always point to stuff that's in downtown Calgary or downtown Edmonton. But I've always sort of believed that sometimes creating more economic jobs and whatnot in sort of rural Alberta is much more kind of important kind of in the long term compared to the bigger centers out there. Do you think that some of this work you got coming up here will help to put more of a focus, if you will, on kind of the rural economy in the province here?
Oh, I think so, Kyle. And yeah, I'm a rural Albertan, and I've always felt that rural Alberta was the engine that drives Alberta's economy. And when rural Alberta's healthy, the province is very healthy. And I think that still holds true. So, we got a couple things we're going to try to address all at once. We know that there's businesses that are hurting and have specific issues in rural Alberta right now. We want to make sure that that there are supports and programming available to help those businesses, but we also want to continue to encourage new investment and expansion in rural Alberta. Right now, agri-food is exploding in the province, in North America, really, and it's where a lot of investment dollars want to be. We're seeing that right now. I think Minister Grecian, they're over $800 million in agri-food investment on their way to their goal of $1.4 billion. So we're seeing that stuff. We want to make sure we know what's holding communities and areas back. In the north, it may be a little different than the south. It may be there may be issues with natural gas or electricity beyond just connectivity. a lot of water issues in the south, especially in years like this. So we want to be mindful of those regional differences, but look at the overall goal of making sure every corner participates in this economic recovery.
And then, as part of this engagement process, you're going to be meeting with different sort of stakeholders out there. And I know you got an online survey that's supposed to be coming out in the next little bit. It's another way to help people get involved in this sort of engagement process here. What are some different ways that different kind of rural business leaders and whatnot can sort of get involved in all of this?
Well, it's difficult to invite everybody. So we try to have a nice blend of what I'd say from municipal leaders to chambers of commerce to individual businesses in these sessions. But like you said, the online survey will be running concurrently. Anyone is welcome to participate. And then we will have, we're hoping for a far broader face-to-face engagement in the early spring to kind of tell everyone what we've heard and hopefully some potential next steps.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here at the Trending 55 Thoughts, we always like to throw in a personal question or two in there as a way of saying, hey, you know what, these politicians are people too. Now, when it comes to you, Minister, when you're not busy in your new role as the Associate Minister or in kind of doing your job as the MLA for your riding of Drumheller-Stettler, what are kind of some things that you're sort of doing in kind of your personal downtime on the rare occasions where that may come up?
Oh no, that's an interesting question. Well, I'm a cattle producer, I guess by trade. That was what I formerly spent my time doing. So, right now in the south, a lot of the ranchers are weaning their calves and getting ready for winter. A lot of my time spent. I have three little ones. My oldest is seven, so they're keeping my wife Jen extremely busy at home. So that takes a lot of my attention, but. Also, big fan of rodeo and Western sports. Like the CFRs coming up and things like that this time of year. Always like to try to make sure I get to see and big fan.
Definitely sounds like you got a lot of things going on there. The Associate Minister of Rural Economic Development for the Province of Alberta, Nate Horner, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, appreciate it, Kyle. Thank you very much.